Check.
Middle of the Road. Cross between hand-built and pulled handle. By Kevin. Crafting a handle for your ceramic pieces, whether it's a mug, pitcher, or teapot, requires a blend of technique and patience. This guide will walk you through the process of pulling a ceramic handle from clay, as well as how to shape it to your desired design. We'll also provide detailed instructions for making a mug handle, ensuring your ceramic creations are both functional and aesthetically pleasing. Tools and materials needed for pulling a handle. Before you begin, gather the following supplies. Hands, your most essential tool. Clay, choose the type of clay that matches your ceramic project. Bucket of water, to keep the clay soft and workable. Step-by-step process, how to pull a ceramic handle. Step 1, start with a coil of clay. Take a piece of clay and roll it into a thicker coil than you would normally use for other pottery techniques. Pro tip, a thicker coil will give you more control over the handle's shape and thickness as you stretch and pull it. Step 2, keep your hands wet. Dip your hands in the bucket of water, ensuring that the clay slides easily through your fingers. Keep your hands moist throughout the process to prevent the clay from drying out and cracking. Step 3, begin pulling the handle. With your thumb and index finger, create a circular grip around the coil and begin pulling it down. Apply gentle pressure as you pull. Alternate between using your thumb and index finger or your index and middle finger for variety and better control. Continue pulling until the clay stretches to the desired length and thickness for your handle. Step 4. Refine the shape. On both thin sides of the handle, use your thumb and index finger to slightly thin out the clay for a more refined look. Press your thumb into the flat areas you've created to make an indentation, giving the handle a more comfortable grip and polished appearance. Step 5. Shape the handle. While the clay is still wet, shape the handle into the desired form. For example, you can bend it into a U-shape or curve it slightly for ergonomic comfort. Tip, shaping the handle while it's still malleable ensures it will be ready to attach once leather hard. Step 6. Let the handle set. Allow the handle to dry until it reaches a leather-hard state, firm but still slightly pliable. Step 7. Attach the handle. Slip and score both the piece, such as a mug or teapot, and the ends of the handle to create a strong bond. Gently press the handle onto the piece, ensuring it is securely attached. How to make a mug handle. Tools and materials needed. Scale, optional for precise measurements. Clay, around 75 grams for a mug handle. Step by step. Instructions for crafting a mug handle. Step 1, weigh the clay. Weigh around 75 grams of clay for a standard mug handle. This amount works well for a comfortable grip while still being lightweight enough for daily use. Step 2, roll a thick coil. Roll the clay into a thick coil, just like you did for the basic handle. A thicker coil gives you room to pull and shape the handle properly. Step 3, tap the end of the coil. Tap one end of the coil to slightly thicken it. This thicker end will be where the handle attaches to the mug, providing a solid and ergonomic hold. Step 4, shape the coil. Pinch the coil with your index fingers and thumbs to create a diamond-like shape. This adds structure to the handle and makes it easier to grip. Step 5, begin pulling. Hold the thick end of the coil with your non-dominant hand and use your dominant hand to pull the clay down, shaping the handle. Keep pulling the handle until it reaches about 6 finger lengths or to your desired length. Step 6. Test the fit. Hold the handle as if you were gripping a mug. This helps you gauge whether it feels comfortable and balanced for everyday use. Step 7. Let the handle set. Place the handle on a flat surface and let it set to leather hard. Once it has firmed up, it will be easier to attach to your mug. Step 8. Attach the handle to the mug. Slip and score both the mug and the handle, ensuring a strong connection. Press the handle onto the mug and smooth the joints where they meet for a seamless look. Finishing touches. Once your handles are attached, Allow your ceramic piece to dry completely before firing it in the kiln. After firing, you can glaze and decorate your mug or other ceramic pieces, adding the final creative touch.